My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. His new book is entitled Now or Never, Saving America from Economic Collapse. If you missed the first part of our interview, you can find it at this website. And at that point, we discussed the dire situation involving America's fiscal health, just how much time we do have to turn it around, and why he believes that at this point, Democrats are almost impossible to compromise with if we want things to get done the right way. We pick up the second half of the conversation with me asking Senator DeMint what specific ideas he'd like to advance if he can get the type of election results this November that he hopes for.
Well, I've got a whole chapter on freedom solutions, but one of the first things we need to do, and this would put all of us on the same page, Democrats and Republicans, is to pass a constitutional amendment that requires us to balance our budget. Let the states ratify it. Then when Republicans and Democrats sit down, we have to agree on how to cut spending, you know, how to balance our budget every year. If we don't do that, we're going to bankrupt the country regardless of who's in charge. But I also mentioned that we've got trillions of dollars in waste and duplication that have been uncovered by the Government Accountability Office. We could cut wasteful spending. We could also fix Social Security and Medicare by giving younger workers better options that cost less money. We don't have to take any benefits from those who are retired. Our tax code, we could create literally millions of jobs with just a flat rate tax code that's border adjusted, where companies that manufacture in America don't have to export with the built-in cost of taxes. That's what all our trading partners do, and we need to do as well. And there are other things such as opening our own energy supply that don't cost the taxpayer a dime. It's completely opposite from like saying you can't build a Keystone pipeline that's going to create direct jobs and more energy independence, in effect. But we've got a lot of natural gas that's a third less polluting than oil or coal. We need to go after it in a hurry before we find out the Middle East is in turmoil and our economy cannot even run at all. So there are solutions that are good, that we can control, that make common sense to everyone, but they're not centralized solutions. They are decentralized, and that's why the Democrat Party, as it exists today, is not going to work with us on repealing Obamacare and allowing every American to own and keep their own health insurance policy. It's just a different philosophy. But I think it's within our reach. But if Americans aren't engaged, we're going to lose everything that's been handed to us, and we'll lose that bright shining light on the hill that we call America. We cannot assume that we're the unsinkable Titanic.
A couple minutes left with Senator Jim DeMint, and sir, a couple of issues related specifically to moving forward here. Obviously, in a presidential election year, those two major party nominees will get the vast majority of the national oxygen. How important is it to you that your party's nominee be able to articulate what you articulate in this book? And do you think those who are most likely to have that position are going to be able to do it well?
Well, the positions are important, but one of the things I point out in picking a candidate is, look, we have to look at what they've done through their lives. I mean, we have to have consistent character, consistent demonstration of leadership skills and competence, and we also have to have a demonstration of courage. I think the next president is going to serve in the most difficult time in our country's history. And we need a president with the courage to stand up and take bold stands. And we also need new senators. I mean, we could put Ronald Reagan back in the White House, and if we had Harry Reid as majority leader, it would be a waste of a good president, because the Senate is a black hole right now, and even though the House has sent some good job-creating legislation over, we don't even take it up. And Republicans in the Senate have no control of what comes to the Senate floor. So we need to elect new senators. That's why I'm continuing my focus on the Senate Conservatives Fund. And anyone who wants to help us elect conservative senators can go to SenateConservatives.com and see what we're doing this year. But we can turn things around. I'm optimistic. But I'm trying to sound the alarm here and let people know that I may not be as optimistic after this next election if we don't make some big changes.
Last question for you, sir, and this one might hit a little bit closer to home, but in the wake of the debt ceiling agreement, as well as the way certain things happened with the payroll tax at the end of the year, there's some conservatives wondering if the current Republican leaders on either side of the Hill are the right ones to shepherd this forward. How much confidence do you have in them?
Well, I have a lot of concerns. Generally, the leadership reflects the conference, the rank-and-file members, and that's why I think getting five or six more conservatives like we did last time. Believe me, the Senate is different because of Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Pat Lee, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, some of these new people who came in. And I think if we can get five or six more like that, and we should be able to because 23 Democratic senators are up for re-election, and if we can get some new conservatives here, I think that the leadership that we have, that we elect, will reflect that conservative majority.
Sir, we'll certainly be watching, and I know you'll be playing a very active role, as you mentioned, through the Senate Conservatives Fund. Thank you for your time, sir, as always.
Okay, well, great. Thank you.
South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. The book is Now or Never, Saving America from Economic Collapse. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.